On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Monday morning, you sure look fine.
Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Whatever.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
All kinds of musical clues there as to what day this is. Certainly it's Monday.
I thought it was Wednesday.
Oh, crap, I got the wrong thing. I don't have a Wednesday thing.
That's hump day.
People
need that to get over the long week.
Oh,
I guess
what that means?
They need help.
It's a stupid
encouragement
thing. That's how it's.
You're halfway to the end of your week.
Oh God,
you stupid idiot.
Anyway,
it's me.
It's Tori. She joins us on
Tori.
Yeah, we don't have a song. Well, we do.
We have many songs. We have song overload.
We sure do. Well, welcome to the program. It's a few days before Halloween. We shot our load last week.
Yeah, we did. You know, we talked. Come on, Eileen. Have you seen that new graphic going around?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
There's a Halloween costume.
Yeah.
And it shows a guy with a wig on and like a woman's wardrobe on.
Yeah.
And he has the name tag, Eileen.
Eileen.
And he's got splooge all over him.
Oh, God.
So you get it?
Oh, come on. Come on. That is so disgusting.
That's a hilarious costume. Stop it. That's the best.
It is. It's hilarious, but you can't go door to door with that.
No. This is for adults.
Oh,
it's adult
okay.
parties.
All right.
You know, there's
got to
be some
parties.
I
don't want to see a five-year-old kid showing up.
No.
I'm Irene.
No, you're not. Get off my lawn.
No. Don't make a mess.
That's horrible.
Yeah, well, it's for adult party themes. If you need last-minute idea, folks, just go do that.
Well, there's my old standby, which is disgusting.
Oh, no. Is the cowboy?
No.
Oh, I thought you were the cowboy, remember?
Oh, I am. No, this is a disgusting version.
Oh.
What I do is I find a large Idaho potato in the store.
Oh, no. I know this. Yeah. You stick it down your pants.
No.
Oh,
it's not a bad idea. Actually, you attach it with elastic around the front of your pants so you can see the potato.
Yeah.
And you go places as a dictator.
Oh my God.
And nobody can figure that out until you actually say what it is.
No.
I think you have to have a little Hitler mustache, too, in order to really
it could
make
be
it.
Mussolini. I don't know.
Could,
what
yeah,
about
right.
Kim Jong? Couldn't you be Kim Jong Young Bung Dung?
No. Because no one can say that, and what? No,
because Asians you can't see.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Too tiny.
No, you got to go with the biggest one of all, which was the Hitler guy.
Oh yeah,
guy.
You
got to go with the king.
Go big or go home.
Right.
Go put a bullet in your head.
Otherwise, they don't get the joke. Okay, fine.
No.
Anyway, it is a few days before Halloween. It's one of my most unfavorite holidays. I think you enjoy it.
You have new decorations on your stoop. I noticed too.
Yes,
they're being added to. I'm going to bring some over and add to you.
No.
Between now and then.
That's the point. They'll just be removed very quickly.
It's pretty funny.
That's stupid.
Pumpkins weren't enough, huh, Ron? You had to up it with a ghost. That's fine.
I did not put any of that crap on my lawn.
I know.
Apparently, I'm not the only one on the planet all of a sudden, so that's freaking me out.
There's some cool decorations out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get tired of these projections on the, you know, whatever.
I know,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, there's some, I like other things on lawns, kind of old school.
I don't think anything should be on lawns. We went through this last week.
We go through this every winter, too, with the Christmas stuff and
the lawn
deflated
decoration.
Santas
who
that
are
up till
impressing?
February. I mean,
that's
March.
My big question is, who are you impressing? I somewhat get the thing with the kids on the Halloween, so when they're trick-or-treating, but they don't give a crap. They're just picking up candy. They don't care. They can't even see out of their little peepholes in the
masks.
You
give them money. Why don't you give them money? Freak them all out.
Give them checks.
Yeah. No,
your name,
I mean,
please? What is your name? Can you spell your name, please?
You have 30 days to cash this.
Right.
But I mean, really, that would trip them all up. They don't understand that money's better than candy.
Absolutely.
But you're trying to help them, and you're giving them no toothaches and cavities. Just give them some money,
it's a horrible
Ron.
Holiday.
Give each kid a quarter.
Do you
they
know,
can go buy their own candy.
This is absolutely true, and you won't believe me, but it's absolutely true. When I was a kid back in 1832,
mm-hmm.
When I went to the dentist – after I...
They give you a lollipop.
Yes!
I remember.
Do you
they didn't
that?
Do it to me, but because my dentist was not doing that.
When you think back...
It's insane.
It is insane.
You know who did do it, though? Our doctors, our pediatricians did it.
Yeah.
We got candy, especially if you're going to get a shot. Mm. Here's some sugar for you, kiddo.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, at the dentist,
obviously, no.
You know
we
what
have
it is. They
stuff.
Want you to come back. Here, have Ooh. More candy. Then we can clean your teeth in like 2 months.
Yeah.
And get some good cavities too while you're at it. Get some big holes in your teeth and
they'll
we can
drill
fill
in,
them up.
They'll drill into healthy teeth to get these insurance
they
things.
Absolutely do.
I
have been a subject of that where I've gone into a dentist and they say, oh, this filling is very old. We have to replace it. And I would say, that filling's been in there since like 1975, so now I have to replace
yeah.
it, you charlatan.
Exactly. That's the Donald Trump School of Dentistry.
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much. And he probably does have a college for that as well.
No, I'm so angry at that person. No.
Yeah.
Don't even set me off.
Don't
I can't
even go there.
I can't. My blood pressure's been really good lately.
Don't even go.
I know.
Let's just be civil. Let's be civil in this day and age of uncivility.
Oh, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just, Donald, all I suggest is buy a mirror for many reasons, but look at your personality in the mirror and stop accusing people of you as the poster child of what you're accusing people of. My God, what's...
I know.
And then people are walking around going, well, I don't see the problem. What's up?
I know.
Come on. They have this mission to Mars where you just go there and you don't come back. Sign up.
Anyway. Well, there's only 2 more years of it, but that's funny because I'm seeing how people want to vote again for him. They're already like, yeah, I'm voting again. You're brain dead then. What's wrong with you?
It's very interesting.
Selfish,
man.
Idiotic
very
people.
Very interesting, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But see, it's not, now I'm, I think I've said this before, I've said everything before. It's not him anymore. It's the people.
The people, right.
That's the scary part. That means anybody can come along and dazzle you with a little shiny object, and you'll follow them off the cliff.
And it's not just dazzling. He's creating fear.
He's preying
on our fears. So
he's creating,
inciting them.
Creating division,
right.
Inciting division.
We need to be afraid of anyone different than us.
Well, yes.
And
in a violent manner. I've played this before. I can play it again, but... Trump doing his rallies.
Oh yeah, I'll pay your legal fees if you just want to rough up somebody.
Violence and quote unquote. Remember the old days when we used to beat up protesters. What did you just say?
He's basically calling out for hits on some people too.
Yeah.
Apparently,
yeah.
That was trying to get carried out by a nut job.
Yeah. Now he's blaming this bomb stuff on the media after stating that the media is the enemy of the people.
Yeah, so CNN got attacked, not Fox News. They didn't get attacked.
No.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, it's
yeah, uh-huh.
The media is the enemy of the people? How divisively violent, negative can one be and then blame somebody else for negative? Okay.
It's fascism.
No, I just, you know, Dr. Phil couldn't even fix that.
No.
Okay. Good, let's move on.
Yeah, we're all happy now.
Yeah, now that we've gotten that out of the way. Just one more thing about him.
Mm-hmm.
Started looking at the time that he tweets.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2:30 and 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'm asleep then.
Everybody in the world is, according to their time, but in Washington, East Coast,
right.
3 o'clock in the morning, man, you're not functional. Please, somebody, examine him.
Okay. I'm not even crazy about Melania anymore.
No.
Not that I ever really was, but now her voice is annoying me, her little accent. I'm not into anything anymore. I'm just really, I'm turned off by the whole thing.
I agree with
thing.
You. Anybody that, it's like the Midas touch of shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
That's enough. Sorry, kids. I'm sorry I said Midas.
I know.
There's a fine muffler place.
Hey, did you watch the World Series? What a series that was.
Oh, it was great.
Swept like nothing.
Well,
those stupid Dodgers.
All right, Tori.
What were they thinking?
All right, Tori, you just screwed everything up. Yeah, good for that baseball
who knows?
Thing.
Who knows? It could be anybody.
Well, it could.
Well, the thing is, I was going to say wicked pissa. That's a New England thing, right?
Yes.
No, we weren't allowed to say that in my house. We couldn't say pissa
because
it's got the word piss in it.
Certainly.
We weren't allowed. What about you?
I said the word you constantly.
The word pissa?
I would never even think of saying that. In my house, we were extremely clean.
Ooh.
And there were, no pissa, no nothing.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
Nothing.
It was, you know, my dad did all this cursing. But yeah. We weren't even allowed to say hell or damn or either. God or Jesus.
Well,
or...
it wasn't that we weren't allowed to. We never heard those words out of our house by either parent.
Right.
I'm sure that behind closed doors, after I was asleep, because I didn't tweet at 3 in the morning because we didn't have tweeting.
but if you did, you wouldn't have.
I wouldn't have heard it anyway. No, we were brought up very, very straight and narrow. And to this day, when people curse a lot, I just can't be there. I have to leave the room. I can't
handle it. Your delicate sensibilities.
There are words of people that don't know how to use the English language.
Well, sometimes I like dropping F bombs. It's necessary. And it's funny. I don't. It's funny.
I don't.
It's funny.
I'll.
Well,
no.
Depending on how it's used, I think swearing can be humorous.
I guess it's a question of the way that you're brought up.
I never find it
engaging in any sense. As soon as I hear that out of anybody's mouth, I think I'm dealing with a different set of people. Anyway, because I am highfalutin.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Italy, the country of Italy. You remember that?
Yeah, it's shaped like a boot, right?
Yeah, man.
Look at that heel.
Yeah. You know the difference between Italy and Florida?
Oh yeah, no.
Florida's shaped like a penis.
Oh yeah, it's a peninsula.
Yeah, right.
That's where they get the word, isn't it?
Yeah.
Peninsula.
But why wouldn't Italy be shaped like a very oddly formed penis?
I don't know. Maybe it is, but maybe there's no word for that.
No.
So what do they call it?
The boot.
That's it?
Give it the boot.
But I mean, there's no geographical term for Italy?
Booty?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, country of Italy has fined Samsung $5 million and iPhone, Apple, $5 million.
Okay, why?
Because they have discerned by ruling that these companies deceived the Italian public by purposely slowing down the speed of older cell phones. Both companies did that.
So they'd get new ones and upgrade?
Well, that's the obvious thing. The companies claim, deceivingly so, that they did it because the older phones, the batteries aren't that good.
Oh, and so they're helping out a brother.
That's what they're saying.
Uh-huh, paisan. Yeah.
But I got to tell you, I had an old cell phone, and it was very slow, and I said, I better get a new cell phone. So I don't know about that. But it was found that they were doing it for whatever reason they were doing it, and I think it was so that they could sell newer phones.
Oh, sure.
Whatever reason is, they deceive the public by not telling them that.
Disclosing it.
Yeah.
Sure.
And, you know, at that point...
I'm sure it's not just Italy.
Well, it's all over the world.
Yeah.
They did it all over the world.
Get on board. You're scientists digging into this stuff.
United States, get on board, man.
Come on, man. I got a Samsung. I need to know. I don't have an iPhone.
Yeah.
I guess it's both of them.
It's both of them.
I don't know.
It's both of them. The two major ones. And you can't fool around with those cell phone people. Don't rattle their cages, man. They own everything. So I... yeah, I was thinking of starting a class action suit because for whatever reason you did it, you changed the performance of my phone without telling me. So you should be. I'm going to start a class.
I get in on class action. Do you ever get those emails about a class action?
But you know the problem is, Tori?
No, tell me the problem. Tell me the problem.
Well, I know what you're going to say.
Tell me.
What I'm going to say is that, well, what's worth even mailing it in to get your 25 cents?
You don't have to mail,
cents?
Dude. It's
25 cents.
No,
dude, it's 25 cents.
I got 10 bucks.
If I sued them by myself.
I got $10 from Facebook.
That's nice. If you sued them
for
yourself. For something, they deceived you.
Whatever, dude.
They stole
Blockbuster,
more than,
I got like $5 years ago or something.
They stole more than $10.
I got Blockbuster money and Facebook money. Any class action, just get on board. You never know. What's the harm? They already know your name and your email.
To Samsung and the iPhone people, what's $5 million? That's chump change.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Change.
Okay.
So it's not even enough. But the United States should follow suit. And
maybe they will.
Well, they better.
Why not?
It's just embarrassing that Italy did it first.
I know. What's Italy?
I guess Italy has balls.
I don't know.
I never knew
China
that.
Would do it or something.
No, China doesn't care.
Why
well, because their people are like, they have too many of them anyway.
It's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant. It's your relatives.
It's an elephant.
Yeah, right, it's an elephant. And by the way, make sure you vote. This is the time to do. Are we doing another show before voting day?
No. We have one more. Yes, Monday. Because voting's always on a Tuesday.
Well, I mean, that's so damn important this time around. My God.
Come on, people. The midterms. You know.
Yeah.
Does it need to be said?
Did you study for the midterms?
No.
Okay. I gotta bring a cheat sheet with me.
Oh, I don't like studying for anything.
I don't know.
I can barely pull it together every week for this.
Isn't that what they call the thing in college and in high school when you took a test?
Cramming.
No.
For a test, weren't you?
Pulling
an all-nighter? Cramming? It has to do with studying, right?
Cramming is a colonoscopy, I think. Yeah. Pulling an all-nighter is being with somebody that you really, really shouldn't have been with.
No, that's
midterms
studying,
are tests.
I know that, yeah.
So why do they call these elections midterms?
Because it's in the middle of the full term of the presidency,
well,
which is
like
4 years.
I don't like it because there's no test involved. No. Tory, by the way, is a lieutenant.
I'm a warden.
Warden, that's what it is.
I'm a warden.
At the nearby correctional facility, and she...
At the elections.
At the elections. So she oversees election
just
location.
Just at our precinct, sure. Yeah.
In your precinct. Yeah. Well, a warden in your precinct.
I am a warden in my precinct.
I picture you in an Italian cop costume, swinging one of those...
A belly club?
Those Louis Vuitton things, right? Yeah. And, you know, going, all right, get off of the lawn.
Get over here. Come well, here, there was a get off the lawn thing once.
Yeah.
You have to be within 100 feet from the polling place with your signs.
But you make sure that everything is above board, and that's fun. You know, yeah, good.
That's
good
fun. You. Make a few extra bucks.
Hold a position of authority.
You know, it's a 16-hour day. But
did you ever hit anybody with the billy club?
We don't even get a billy club.
Okay.
I just use harsh language. It's fine.
Right, which you did not learn from your childhood.
I did not.
Apparently not.
Wicked pissa. We yeah, don't say that.
Yeah. One of the, let me tell you a quick story, if I may, all right? This is a true story. I didn't make this
They're
one
all
up.
True, aren't they?
Sure, yeah. Sometimes they're embellished. This one is like exactly the way
Ooh,
it occurred.
I'm excited. What is it?
It's 2 nights ago. I was sitting on my couch in my living room. Phone rings. I look at it. I pick up the phone. And the person says, please don't hang up. We're doing a ballot question survey. And we're just interested in getting your thoughts on the ballot questions. And I said... Sure.
Okay.
I'm a man of opinions. You got the right person.
Yeah, they do.
They asked me a couple. They gave me a couple of positions, the governor position, a couple of things like who are you voting for, and we went through that.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went through the ballot questions, but they didn't go through one and two. They went right to question three about the transgender.
Okay.
And for those that may not be familiar in Massachusetts, question number three on the ballot is: can a transgender person? Right now, a transgender person go into any bathroom. They have as many rights as anybody else. They are not to be discriminated against in any way, shape, or form. And that's the way it stands. The question on the ballot is to repeal that so that you can refuse transgenders to go to certain facilities or restrooms or whatever the case may be. So anyway, so the person calls up and says, are you for the ruling that, you know, the transgender should be able to go into?
At least you presented it the right way.
Correct,
yeah.
And I said, yes, you know, I do want them productive.
Sure.
They should have their rights.
Right.
But that's not where they stopped.
Oh.
Then they continued to say, would you vote that way even if you knew that a person who was posing as a transgender could get into the wrong bathroom and create a crime amongst? And I said, well, that can
happen. It sounds
like
the right-wing people called you.
Every time I would, I kept saying, yeah, that's fine. That can happen anywhere to any situation. They kept trying through further questions saying, would you still vote that way if you knew this? Would
yeah,
you
I'm
still
angry.
Vote?
Getting angry.
I got angry.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, this is not a survey. Mm-hmm. You're trying to talk
I want
me out
a name.
Of,
where are you calling from? What is your name, please? And where are you calling from? Yeah. Oh, I would turn those tables, man.
Yeah, well,
don't even
tables.
Start. Yeah. Don't start.
Anyway, so I say that to be very, very
careful.
Careful.
I don't even answer, careful. But I'm not doing
and
that.
And you shouldn't, and I appreciate
no.
that. All right. Let's move on to something quite interesting, Tori.
Like we always do.
Yes, as we tend to do on a regular basis. I said to myself, what are some interesting ballot questions in other states
right.
in this wonderful country?
Oh, okay.
And I came up with, I thought, well, let's look at Alabama.
Oh, do we have to?
Well, I thought that might be an interesting
place. It'd
be
crazy, probably, right?
Well,
the heart of Dixie, dude.
It's not crazy.
The heart of Dixie.
Here's amendment number one. Should the Ten Commandments be displayed on state property?
You know, we still doing that?
Yeah,
still?
Apparently. Well, down there, that's
no.
a problem.
I say no.
Yeah.
That's religion.
I know.
You know?
And
it's not Muslim religion.
I know.
It's not Judaism.
I know.
It's Christianity. How do they get the rights?
I don't know if the, well, the
what
Ten
about
Commandments.
The Hindus?
The Ten Commandments are technically the Jewish thing. To be
well,
honest, that was Moses.
Okay.
It was Moses that got it from that, that flaming bush.
Right. Okay. All right. All right.
So I don't know.
But still, it
Should
leaves other people
displayed?
Out. The Wiccans. I mean, what are you doing? There's other people. There's other religions. You got the Scientologists.
I say, should there be a person crucified on a cross in front of buildings?
Yeah, that's morbid.
I mean. That's
Halloween, yes. Otherwise, no.
Halloween, yeah.
Because, you know, then you don't know what you're looking at. It's probably just a zombie.
Yeah.
It's zombie Jesus.
One of my favorite jokes, which is so distasteful, but I'll tell it because this is a distasteful program.
It really is.
It was told by a Dimitri something.
Oh, I like that guy. Yeah.
He said that Jesus on the cross was technically the first scarecrow. And I thought that's
I remember you saying that. Yeah, it is. I thought he's a zombie, right? He came back after 3 days.
Well, it would scare the crows away.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, question number two, Tori. States that the Alabama Constitution recognizes and supports the sanctity of unborn life and does not protect abortion.
No, I don't like it.
Here we go. So that's just an example of how different states
don't live down south. Does it need to be said? Unless you're like a wacky religious nut.
No. Well, I can't answer for everybody. I'm saying if you do feel that way, move down south.
Oh, yeah. You have to. Get out of here.
I think we're getting into not the Civil War, but I think that the president is, quote unquote, is being successful in dividing us to the point where I'm thinking maybe the people who are a little more liberal and a little more progressive should be living in a different part than those that want to do things a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. You go by that in your part. Yeah. And then the two of us will try to get along. We'll have two presidents. They should get along.
I don't know. That sounds complicated.
Could start a war.
Can't we just have... Yeah.
Could start a war.
Yeah, it might. Yeah. I just want simple things.
But I don't know. It's kind of a scary time. And I hope people vote to unscare the times.
You'd hope.
Yeah, well, I know. Well, Tori, as you know, I always have a standing question for you.
You do?
Yes, I do. And this is what the question is.
Would you rather?
Okay. Thank you very much.
I love the Georgettes.
Aren't they something?
They're the best.
They're appearing on
the best group I've never heard of.
Yeah. They're appearing on a cruise around the harbor.
I don't think they're next still week. Around. They sound like they sound like from the 50s, dude. A couple of days ago.
They could still be around. Maybe they can't get to the gig.
I've never
heard
of them, though.
They can still sing. They just can't get to the gig anymore.
They don't. There's no gig. There's no gig in heaven.
Oh, the great gig in the sky.
It's the gig in the sky.
All right, this is Would You Rather, something Tori came up with that has totally thrown everybody in.
I didn't come up with it.
Well, you came up with
it. For the show, I did.
So,
I wish I came up with it.
So
lucrative.
On every Monday that we do this, we throw this in.
All right.
Who wants to go first since it was your concept to begin with?
I have a really dark one first.
Oh, okay.
Then I've got, you know, mine are always crazy.
Yeah.
But how about this one? And this is a serious question.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought of it last night. Would you rather have clinical depression or addictive personality? Now, the addictive personality means you could be smoking and drinking and gambling and you can't stop. You have that personality. Or just clinically depressed. Which is it, Ron?
Anything but the clinically depressed.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Sure.
You don't want to be able to just smoke or take drugs or anything and stop anytime you want? Anytime. You can't get addicted to anything.
Mm. Well, what good is it if you're clinically depressed? I mean, if you're clinically depressed, your life might as well drink and smoke anyway. So it kind of brings you right back to.
Okay, all right. So that's a bad question. Well, your turn.
No, it's a good question.
I would rather be depressed, dude. Because
you would?
I am. And you know what? And did you know, I'm clinically depressed, by the way.
Okay.
And I don't have an addictive personality.
Really?
I can't get hooked on anything.
I see. So you are part of the game here.
That was a question close to home.
Was this like an Aladdin's lamp kind of curse put on you? Where
it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I smoke, put it down, never touch it again.
Yeah.
It doesn't grab, nothing grabs
Fantastic.
Me.
Fantastic.
Alcohol, nothing grabs
well,
me.
Well, if this is clinically depressed, I'll go for clinically depressed. seem functional to me.
There you go.
I
see?
Mean, clinically
see?
Depressed, I'm thinking like you're sitting in a corner.
Rocking back and forth?
Yes.
Sucking your thumb?
Yes. I mean, and that's somewhat habitual.
That looks like that's trauma, dude.
Okay. Well, I thought that's probably what that meant.
Oh, okay. So you're switching up?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. Good one. Good talk.
Crazy.
Okay.
All right. You ready for yours?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Would you rather be unable to use search engines or Google things or unable to use social media?
That's a great one.
For you.
Did you think of that one?
No.
Okay.
I mean, yes.
That's a great question. Dude.
See, that's rough for you. For me, it's a no-brainer.
I'm going to have to go with that. I would rather not use social media. Oh, I have to be able to look up. See, it's been surprising you. Dude, I look up stuff many times a day.
Mm.
I can go without Facebook for a whole day.
Mm-hmm.
So, but not looking really. Up stuff, yeah, I can. I have.
Can you look stuff up on Facebook? Is that part of it?
No. I don't want to cheat.
Okay.
I would rather be able to look up stuff. I need to know. I just looked up something for you. I need to be able to do that.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's fine.
I know your answer already.
Oh, I would rather
You don't even use social media, really.
No.
No.
No. I would rather be clinically depressed than use social media. I got another one for you because this is apropos for you.
A two-parter?
Because you have a buffer.
I do have a buffer. I love my buffer.
All right, this is apropos then. Would you rather find your true love or a suitcase with $5 million
inside?
Oh,
I read that number. I know where you're getting these questions. I skipped over that one. Because I already know your answer. You want the money. We've talked about this.
I want the money.
I know.
Well, of course I want the money.
And I didn't even want to think about this question.
Why? Because you're scared about the answer?
No. I want love. But because money is not an issue for me. I don't. Mm. I mean, it's an issue for everyone. But I mean, it's not like I think about money all the time. Mm. That was my last boyfriend.
Let's see.
He was Mr. Miser Man.
So you've been there, done that.
Oh, my God. Okay. I'm just not interested. Anyone who who's in love with money is his God. I'm not interested in.
All right. Good. Good for you.
All right. So, here's a money question for you. You like money questions?
Sure.
Would you rather take a guaranteed $100,000 or a 50-50 chance at $1 million?
Just $100,000 and that's it? Not a week?
Guaranteed.
Not a week? Just $100,000?
One lump sum.
Or,
you know, a 50-50 chance at $1 million. You could have nothing or $1 million.
So I can have 100,000.
Boy, this is
really
unpacking this good in your brain, huh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, this is a possibility, right?
I've actually considered the two. that is a tough one, Tori.
I'm picking some digging deep here.
I think I'd go for the guaranteed.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I would.
I would too, because otherwise. I need a car, dude.
Yeah. Well, it's not just that. It's just in life, you take chances. But not when there's money involved.
Really? What's all this gambling going on though? We have Powerballs and Mega Millions and Ding Dongs.
It is the devil. That is.
I bet you bought a ticket.
The enemy of the people. What?
Did you buy a ticket for any of these big jackpots just to be in the running?
None of your business.
That answers that.
Yeah, I did.
But I did too. Yes, I never gamble and you never gamble.
But I had a plan. I had a plan.
But our plan failed.
No, if I won, I had a plan.
Oh, you had an escape route.
Yeah. So now, the person that won is in South Carolina you do not have to identify yourself.
Exactly. That's perfect.
So I have to find a state next time
that has
that. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. But I don't live in one. I don't know if Rhode Island does or Connecticut or anything like that.
Somewhere you can get to. Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I had a plan. I didn't win, and I knew I wouldn't win.
Right, I knew that too. So yeah. I didn't even play the Powerball one because I thought, you know what, I'm tired of them hosing me and trolling me.
Yeah. I actually, the day before the drawing, I did a show, and I don't think some of my listeners or anybody got what I was saying because it is so pedestrian. But yet, if you think, you know, they do the chances of winning the Powerball.
Yeah.
You know, and I kept saying you're more likely to drop a sandwich on the floor than you are to win the Powerball.
Hmm.
And the reaction was like, ooh, I'll never win the Powerball. No, you're more.
I drop sandwiches right and left, though.
Well, that's the point. I mean, but nobody really caught on
to
that.
They didn't catch on, no. What kind of audience?
Because they're so used to hearing things that are so.
Like lightning striking.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly, yeah.
So that's kind of stupid.
You tried to trick them.
Yeah, it didn't work. It sounded stupid.
Not working.
All right. Well, I think we've exhausted
No.
Oh, you have more?
I only gave you two questions.
I'm sorry. How many were you doing?
I wanted to do four each.
Okay, fine.
All right. Would you rather look weak and be strong? Or look strong and be weak. You follow?
Yeah, I do follow. Look weak and be strong. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would love to surprise people.
A little karate chop?
No, I would feel more confident knowing that I was strong.
Yeah.
Yet
okay.
Yet I could wear clothes that would fit me better.
You're not all jacked up.
No, people that are jacked up, I don't know how they buy their clothes. Seriously.
They're the nicest people, though. The jacked up guys, they're the nicest people. It must be, I don't know, the steroids are supposed to work the opposite. They give you roid rage. So I don't know why they're so damn nice. They should be like flying off the handle.
They're wonderful people.
They really are.
But yet nothing fits them.
Yeah, they jacked. It's
I guess if you're jacked that much, you don't care if your clothes fit.
You're
suppose.
Proud of yourself.
I guess.
Your arms are hanging off the side of you, though, like a stick figure, right?
Yes.
I mean, like a snowman when you put the arms in.
It's kind of so, but the shoulder things are like up at your neck. It's just kind of, you look terrible in clothes.
You're intimidating. Yeah. No one's going to mess with them.
No. See, I don't need to be intimidating through life. I just need to know that I could win out if I needed to.
Like you get superpowers.
To.
You're Clark
Kent.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
That's the Clark Kent
it
version.
I'll,
very
I'll
good.
Bust out of that.
I bust out of that problem.
All right, what's your question? I'm gonna also look weak but be strong.
Oh, so? Good.
Yeah, why not?
Well, why not?
I'm a preemie. People don't expect me to bust out and bust moves and the Spanish.
Oh, I bet you can put people through walls.
You never know.
Mm-hmm.
Someday I'll find out.
Would you, I think we did this one, never mind. Would you rather have a song of your choice play repeatedly 24 hours a day for a year, or have songs that you have no control over play 24 hours a day for a year?
Ooh, so that it's a song that I like, right?
Yeah.
Or songs I have no choice about?
Or a number of songs, but you have no choice.
Will they continually rotate, though, or will it be the same songs I don't know?
The same songs you don't know.
What do you mean?
Well, in other words, if you really like a song,
yeah.
These are songs you don't know that you don't particularly care for, but they're all different songs.
But they're always different for a year?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a different.
I am too.
Yeah.
Because I have been through the psychological trauma of
oh, no,
having a song
know,
in my
I know,
head
I know.
And I can't
even
sleep.
For an hour, it'll
yes.
kill me.
It, that yeah. is, I'd rather be clinically depressed.
Yeah, you have to be.
And that would be.
It would.
Yeah.
It would.
That is the word. That is torture. As a matter of fact, instead of waterboarding and things like that, the government should just play the same song that they like over and over
no,
again.
No, that they don't like.
No, that
find
they
one
do.
with a pan flute and do that
oh,
one.
Like that guy?
I don't like that.
Yeah.
What's his name? Zanfer?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No. I don't like pan flute music. That's my kryptonite, and you didn't hear that, because I don't want to be tortured by it.
The only good thing about Zanfer, or whatever it is that you always know where he is. He can't hide. He can't play hide and seek. I hear him behind the couch playing the pan flute.
Oh, no.
You know, that
who
one.
Invented that thing? I don't like it.
Some Middle Eastern torture.
I don't want it.
It was ISIS or something.
All right, I got a crazy question
all right,
for you.
One more.
This is it. It's ridiculous.
All right.
You know, like my ridiculous ones?
Mm-hmm.
So think about it.
All right.
Would you rather be as wide as you are tall or as tall as you are wide?
Not that I don't understand the question. I have to figure out what you said.
I know.
Is it the way that you are now?
No. It's, oof. Well, yeah. Well, wait a minute. Would you rather be as wide as you are tall? So you say you're 6 feet tall.
Yes.
You'd be 6 feet wide.
And not.
Oh, and tall.
You'd be both.
You'd be, yeah.
Or,
so you're like a foot across, not even. So say you're like 2 feet across.
Yeah.
You're
going to
be 2 feet
height.
High and across.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
What are you thinking?
I
want to
be the taller one.
Be the big block. How do you get on a bus, dude? I'm just asking.
How
for
do
a friend.
I get on a bus if I can't get on the first step? How would I even? I'd only be a foot tall. What are you talking about?
But if you're 6 feet across, how are you going to get in your house, man?
If you're 1 foot across and you're only 1 foot tall,
yeah.
How are you going to have sex, man? How are you going to?
That's much easier.
How are you going to?
That's much easier. You're going to be. You can't do anything at 6 feet across.
I guess it wouldn't necessarily be easier.
You live in the
easier.
Garage. You have to open the garage okay. door to get in and out.
It wouldn't necessarily be easier, but it would be survivable.
No.
Yes. No. If to be 1 foot tall would
yes,
be survivable.
That's what I mean. You have to be the small.
But not easier.
Well, that's what you got to pick. That you got to pick one
I guess
by one.
You would.
You can't pick six by six.
I don't
want
to be that. See, I'm not used to being small at all.
That's why I had to ask.
When I pick something up off the floor, I feel like I'm in another foreign country because
the weather changes.
Yes, it does. It's
the
terrible.
Atmosphere.
It's dirty down there.
I
have
know.
You seen it?
I have.
It's awful.
I live down there. What are you talking about? I think you're insulting
you
me now.
How tall do you
I'm
not think you are?
I'm a foot shorter than you.
But you're not a foot tall.
No, but I'm 5 feet tall.
You can still drive. What are you talking about?
I know I can, and I
I've
do.
I've seen you sit at tables. What are you talking about? You're not that small.
Right, that's
Dinklage.
True.
Dinklage? What are you talking about?
You know who it's Peter Dinklage is.
Of course.
God damn you.
Of course.
But you don't watch Game of Thrones.
No, I don't have to watch Dame of
Dame of Gones. And I'm the dyslexic one over here.
Yeah. Well, apparently not the only one. Wow.
you have any more questions for me?
No, it was a horrible session.
I'm depressed now.
Would you rather?
I gotta try to call one of the Georgettes and see if they're around.
Yeah, they would do a different version. Tori and Ron.
We'll pay him to do it. The one remaining member or something. I don't know.
So that was a horrible session. Okay. I thought it was a fun one. I have to always end with a wacky one. It's got to be impossible.
It's wacky.
It's got to be the impossible things.
Crazy. It was crazy.
To dream the impossible dream. You know, I went out to dinner the other night, and I never do that with, like, girlfriends.
My girlfriends.
Mm-hmm. I haven't seen these women, some of them, in 5 years. You know why? They all used to work at a restaurant in Brockton that was around for 49 years.
Oh.
Remember that restaurant?
I know what restaurant that may be.
That's a long time, dude. Mm-hmm. So we would sit around for like three hours and we, you know, drank and ate and talked about the old times.
Cool.
It was hilarious. Mm-hmm. But there's something I didn't know, and you might not know this either, about serving people in restaurants, which I found incredibly interesting. You cannot refuse service, and none of them could either, to a pregnant woman that wants to order alcohol out to here.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? You can, if she gets drunk, you can refuse to serve. Any drunk person, you can refuse to serve. But if someone is pregnant, you can't make moral judgments. And that's basically what it is. I know. I never knew that.
Interesting.
That is interesting and very disheartening. But I mean, people smoke that are pregnant. Obviously, you see that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that, but I'm not so used to seeing people pregnant drinking. I've never seen it, so I don't know what I would do.
Well, you can't walk up and slap a cigarette out of a woman's hand who's pregnant either.
Right.
But, see, now you're getting into the area of...
They've done studies of fetal alcohol syndrome. Maybe they haven't... There's no cigarette stuff.
Well, that'll
but, you
be
know
child
what?
Abuse before you right. even have the child.
Yeah.
Are you with child? Yes, you are. Is that child abuse? Yes. So I guess you could call somebody... And say
you have to serve them? I would quit my job first. I wouldn't be comfortable doing that. I would find another job. But I mean, you have to do what you have to do. You have to make money. If you're a server, great. That's what you got to do. But I would be super. I've never really been a server other than a few months when I was 21. Other than this restaurant, I was just a hostess.
So that it would be more of a question of you as a server contributing to what you know is wrong as opposed to refusing the woman... the right to buy a drink and abuse her own body. There is the child inside. That's the conundrum.
Yeah.
But I'm sure there are plenty of women that drink alcohol at home who are pregnant.
You know,
but you don't want to be a part of it.
Right. When I were younger, it was just a thing anyway.
Yes.
No, there weren't really studies done.
Correct.
So women could just drink a glass of wine or something.
I believe, if I recall, at that time, a glass of wine for a pregnant woman was... I wouldn't say recommended, but that it relaxes the baby as well.
And you know what babies born with fetal alcohol syndrome look like?
Sure.
I've seen them as adults.
Oh,
their eyes are very far apart.
Deformed.
So if you see a person with eyes pretty far apart,
there's
a good chance that's fetal alcohol syndrome and their mother was...
Yeah, I know. That's horrible. I mean, it's the same as smoking in a car in the winter.
Oh.
You have a child in the back of the car, whether the child be 5 years old or a baby. It's cold outside, so you roll the windows up and you smoke a cigarette. It's legal to smoke cigarettes in a car.
That causes asthma and ear infections and all kinds of problems in kids.
It's, again,
have a heart.
Yeah.
Selfish people.
But do we call
No, it's
a
not
cop?
Against the law.
No,
it's not against the law. But you know what? There's some things that aren't just laws. They're common sense. It's
Correct.
A moral thing. Jeepers. Does it need to be said?
It kind of does, unfortunately. I don't know if we've reached a better place or a worse place, to be honest with you, socially, certainly within the past 2 years.
That's where Donald Trump comes in, I think. He's trying. He's saying this: everything's falling apart, and these people agree with him. Yeah, things are going downhill fast. We're going to hell in a handbasket. I'm trying to fix it so we're not.
But, Tori, here's the thing that
That's what they're buying into anyway.
Here's what I'm starting to realize, though, is that he's not telling them that things are falling apart. He's agreeing with them that things are falling apart.
Mm-hmm.
I think those people really have thought for many years that things were falling apart and that the way that things were going was... I truly believe that most of them are in great fear of losing their white heritage in America and becoming a minority, flipping
Well, that's part of it, sure. But I think they're worried about their paycheck, bottom line. Like, is my job going to go?
Should have. But they will. They should realize that they still should
and taxes,
worry about that.
They were going to pay for these people that can't pull up by their bootstraps. They're just. It's money. It's all about money.
Well, all I can say to those people is wait till your taxes are done,
mm-hmm.
and see that you're in your group. You're not saving anything. You may be worse off.
Right.
Then also find out that money will be taken out of Social Security and other welfare services. Medicaid in order to pay for all this tax cut.
Mm-hmm.
And then also realize that because of the tariffs that Trump has imposed upon other countries and now that they are imposed upon us, the prices in January specifically will start rising at a rate of nearly 30% for many goods.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell me if you'll be better off financially then.
Right. Well, it's only the 1% and the rich people that are going to benefit anything, and stupid people don't seem to get that.
As Trump actually said, quote unquote, again, I could play the quote, he said to a bunch of rich people,
right.
Hey, I just made you a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
What? What?
Yeah. Well,
crazy stuff. Anyway, sorry to get back into that.
That's all right. I drifted there.
Yeah, you did drift. You're a drifter. Well, we're just about out of time.
Are we? 40 minutes?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
I'm losing it again. Yeah, all right.
You're not yourself.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm crabby lately.
You know, we're getting into the season, the holiday season, when you're not supposed to be crabby anymore, and I'm finding that could be a problem
the
for
stress,
me.
The stress, yeah, you're right. You're not supposed to be with the stress alone. You got to buy stuff for people. Isn't that like the deal?
Well, it's not only that, but I'm not feeling, because of the climate here, and I don't want to be nasty or negative,
I know, right?
But when people walk around smiling and saying, Happy Holidays, Merry Christmas, I may respond by saying,
what's so great about it?
Yeah, like, what, are you delusional this year?
Yeah, I know. They're living in a panacea, and that's fine. You know what? Just do it.
You know what life is a perception. If you think things are good, things are good. If you think things are bad, things are bad.
That's right. If you think you can do it or you can't do it, you're right.
That's correct. It's correct. And we should not let an atmosphere change your individuality. But the problem is I've always been a guy like this. I've always been disgruntled.
Oh, you have. Oh, you definitely have.
And I never
want to change now.
Well, yeah. Why would I change when it's my
season?
And
it's the worst time ever. There's no reason to change now.
Right. Of course not. So let's get it on. I'll tell you what would make me happy, but I think people know. Change the political atmosphere. And I'll put a little smile on my face.
It should.
Sure.
Right.
Well, Tori, this has been a lot of fun.
I thought it was a horrible outing.
No, just that segment. Otherwise, it was wonderful.
I know. I just want to be 1 foot wide, high and across.
Yeah.
1 foot.
Well,
I could be like a football.
That's great.
Big thing. Like a block. I'm like that hammock over there, hassock, whatever it is. That'd be me.
Well, that's a little more than a foot, but yeah, that would be you.
I can go everywhere like that. Just stick me on something. But 6 feet across, dude, you're not getting in your bathroom.
No, I know.
You're not sitting on a toilet.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm the size of the toilet at least, but you know.
No, they would have to build a special place for me.
Oh, I'm sure there's somewhere now.
No, already. You're right. No, Tori, you were right. That's one of the reasons why, it's not that I mind you being right.
But all the time.
But yeah, let's put a cap on it.
You know.
All right. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. We'll do this again next Monday. And until then, wish you peace.